There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This reminds me of the opening scene of Crush Groove. Did you see that?
Crush Groove?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
You never saw Crush Groove?
No. But I'm just funny
it's,
that this
horrible acting, but a movie you got to see.
But it's just that this reminds you of some random ass movie that
because they were in it.
I know, I get it. I also the Fat Boys.
Crush Groove is not random.
It's random.
It's not a random ass movie.
To white you people, shut it is.
Okay. Right. You're right. To the whites, it is, but to the blacks, it's not.
See, I watch Fat Boys and Orderlies.
Fat Boys were in Crush Groove.
Man, now maybe I did see Crush Groove.
No, you saw Orderlies. Because if you saw Crush Groove, you would not forget Crush Groove.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to go see if I can't find Crush Groove so I can come back with a report.
Yeah, Sheila E. was in it.
Because my street cred
Sheila E. was
up.
In it. Prince was in it. New Edition. LL Cool J.
So the movie was terrible?
It was,
didn't
it
have
was
any actors?
Horrible acting. No, Blair Underwood was in it. He played,
you know what this
Russell
is like?
Simmons.
This is like looking at We Are the World going, is that Dan Aykroyd? What the hell is he singing for?
Joining us right now, head football coach, probably wondering what in the hell is going on, University of Maryland Terps, Mike Loxley. What's going on, coach?
What's going on, Rob? You tell him to check out Soul Plane, too.
Soul Plane was good, too.
Soul Plane.
Yeah, that woman never recovered. Big win for you on Saturday, coach. I'm going to throw this out here because there's some even media members criticizing the students for storming the field after the game, saying that USC is not that good anymore. Number one, USC is a traditional program. They're blue blood. Number two, it's just a bunch of college students looking for a reason to have fun. Let them alone. Leave them alone.
Why are we listening to the media, Rob? Why are you listening? You are the media, right?
Come on, I don't listen to them either.
As I told you guys during our media day, man, my give a crap gauge is on E, and I love the media. They're necessary evil, but they're gonna find something to write and complain about because the world gravitates toward negativity. I mean, let the kids have some fun, man. Yes. Maryland finally won a game against somebody. I'm okay with that. I don't want to pay the fine. I don't want to pay the fine.
Hey, coach. You got the Terps are one of the best offenses in the country. 313 yards passing per game. Over 100 was 121 yards rushing. Look at the Minnesota team though. Pretty good defensively. They give up like 200 plus yards a game. Not a big number. How do you guys match up against the Golden Gophers? Excuse me.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting matchup because they're a team that obviously are built. To run the ball, control the game. You know, one of the things that jumps out to me is the last time we played them up there, you know, we only had 45 plays of offense because they shrink the game.
Oh.
They line up, they run it, they use the game clock all the way down. You know, they look over and you know, we got 40 seconds to call a play, and they're snapping it with 2 seconds every play, which shrinks the game. It's a great way when you want to control the tempo. And so for us, it's going to come down to making sure our execution, because it forces you to execute at a really high level with those limited plays. And so for us, it's a kind of a mixture of their team that wants to be physical, run the ball, shrink the game, play good defense, and we're a team that's built with speed and athleticism. And you know, we've got to play good defense because one of the things they're going to do is try to just line up and impose their will. So it's a tale of two different type of teams. And you know, we've got a good plan going in. And it's tough to win on the road in the Big Ten, but, you know, it's another opportunity. And I'm hoping, as I said, our team – I saw that young team grow up right before our eyes where finally all three phases play complementary in the USC game. So hope we can build on it.
I know this is kind of a silly question, but how proud of you guys? Are you of, you know, the way they played in the second half? I mean, I was sitting here after we had you on last week. I'm going, well, USC is an interesting pick for homecoming, but you guys came out and played your asses off.
Yeah, and again, we don't get to pick the homecoming.
I know
we've had I mean, we're everybody's homecoming, so I don't know what's going on. We're going up to Minnesota for homecoming. I think we got a homecoming against Oregon, so
yeah.
You know, we can invite a lot of them. And as I told our team, you know, it's one thing to dream about winning championships, but we're in the process now. And I heard John Gruden say, we need to just become a nightmare for people. You want to invite us for homecoming, let's go be a nightmare. And our team has embraced that part of it now, and I'm excited to go up there and compete.
Yeah, well, Coach Mike Locksley, he's the Maryland head football coach. Coach, talk about that for a second. I mean, because you've been a part of national championship contending teams. You've been part of rebuilding teams. How important is it for you to embrace, to recognize first, then embrace where your program is to even get to that next level?
Well, that's what it takes, man. You know, anything that you have success in usually is a slow process. You know, we came in 2019 and you know, no need talking about what where we were as a program. But if you look at where we were in 2019 and where we are now, we've improved the program. Now, the goal is to elevate it to where we can compete for championships, which I firmly really believe, because, you know what, I've got the same, I call it grandma's chocolate chip cookie recipe that Kirby has at Georgia, that Lane has at Ole Miss, Sark has at Texas. You know, we all come from the same family tree in terms of how we organize our programs. The big thing for us is getting the right ingredients and having them come together at the right time. And this new landscape is why I've said all along that this is good for Maryland if we embrace that. We have now the opportunity to kind of shake up, because when you look at the landscape of college football, I mean, it's crazy right now. I mean, it's a parody of it. It's a lot like what the NFL is like. When you see, you know, Tom Brady take a 9-7 Tampa Bay team to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what this landscape has done, was create some parity. And, you know, if we can just get the positivity about the Maryland football program and what we've been able to accomplish and what it looks like if for us to take the next step, I mean, that's my goal. And I am not letting anyone distract me from it. And if it doesn't work, you know what, I'll go off and start doing media and write stories and talk bad about coaches like the media.
I don't know, Coach. It's a crowded field doing that, man.
You need a little more room, and you need more negativity. That's what we need, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we need in America right now. Yeah, Coach, just one broader question. Now that these teams are from the Big Ten, not looking past this week's game, but it's about the travel. You're flying out to Oregon. You have USC, UCLA, all these new teams that are, you know, come in from the West. How is this anybody like bitching about this privately, you know, because they're college students, not NFL players? Does it really impact you guys more? It's a lot of travel.
Oh, it is, but it is what it is. And one of the things we've done, and, you know, it's tougher on East Coast teams going west. If you do the research, which I've done in the off season with the NFL teams that go west, I mean, they're not winning a high percentage of the games. But when they come from west to east, like, you know, you look at what USC did. They got in late Friday night, which is not late for them. They woke up and they played a game at 1 o'clock. Now, if we played the game at 12, then they would be playing a game at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And in a perfect world, you know, for us going out to Oregon, it's an acclimation period, because now if we play a night game because TV wants us to play at 7, that's a 10 o'clock game for us, 10 p.m. And most of my kids are at Bentley's by 10 p.m. probably and not used to playing a game. So it's definitely it impacts things when you have to travel that far, but it really impacts the teams going from east to west more than west to east.
There he is. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday, man, and we wish you the best. Talk to you about another win next week.
Appreciate y'all, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.